You know, one of the funnest parts of Halloween is all the horror movies that are out. On tonight's Halloween special, I have with us Richard Schenkman, co-producer, writer, and director of Mischief Night, the horror movie that will be out on the 30th, which just happens to be Mischief Night. Welcome to the show, Richard.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Now, did you cause a lot of mischief on Mischief Night as a kid, Richard?
You know, I didn't. I grew up in Yonkers, New York, and I never heard of Mischief Night. It's mostly upstate New York and Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and other places like that, although awareness of Mischief Night is definitely spreading, and probably no small parts of, you know, movies like Mischief Night.
And, you know, back when I was a kid, it was pretty harmless, you know, Mischief Night, toilet paper somebody's tree or whatever, but nowadays it gets a little, you know, like everything else, it gets a little more violent.
Okay, well, in the movies anyway.
So, Richard, I saw the trailer for this, and it looks absolutely terrifying. Tell everybody, you know, about your movie.
It is terrifying. Thank you for noticing. It's mostly about a young woman named Emily who is 17. She's been blind for 8 or 9 years since the car accident that took her mother's life. She's got what we used to call psychosomatic blindness, and now is called conversion disorder. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing physically wrong with her. You know, it's all in her head. Mm-hmm. Her father is a good guy. He is going out tonight on his first date since the death of his wife, leaving Emily home alone in a house that they've been in for less than a year. And in fact, what we see in the opening sequence of the movie is last Mischief Night, the people who were in the house ended up getting brutally murdered by a masked intruder. And unfortunately, what starts out as some kind of innocent pranks with egg throwings and stuff gets worse and worse and more terrifying as the night goes on. And poor Emily, blind and alone in the house, must somehow summon the use of all of her other senses to survive.
And tell people, you know, when this is going to be released, how it's going to be released, if we can.
Well, we're doing a very cool thing. The movie is going to be. It's going to be in theaters all across the country, and there's a. If people check out the Mischief Night page on Facebook, there's a link there that shows all the theaters that are playing it all over the country. It's going to be in theaters on Mischief Night. A few theaters are showing it, you know, a few days earlier. Some are showing it on Halloween, so there's a little bit of flexibility. But for the most part, it's actually next Wednesday. October 30th, Mischief Night, in theaters all over the country. And then starting on Halloween, it's going to be available. You know, it's already available for pre-order at iTunes. It's going to be on VOD and, you know, all the, you know, Amazon, digital, all of that. It's going to be available, you know, both in regular res and high res digitally. And then out on DVD in, I think, December.
Wow, so a lot to look forward to. And, you know, I love Halloween movies, and I was so happy to see this. And it has all the classic elements, which I really love, without being, you know, too over the top. You know, some of them nowadays, some of the horror movies are just, like, such garbage, you know? But this one is
old school.
Yeah, this one's old school, and it's fun, you know? It has, like, the guy in the window where the whole audience screams all of a sudden, you know, when he pops up. I mean, I was doing it just watching the trailer.
Yes, my daughter can't watch the trailer. She's terrified by just the trailer, so I can just imagine how she'd react to the movie.
Well, you'll have it on DVD for her to watch when she gets a little older.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much, and like you said, people could go check you guys out on Facebook for all the information and you know, all the anything they need to know about this movie, and it just looks great, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. And thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us about this movie, and happy Halloween, Richard.
Thank you. And thanks to Relic for putting out that kick-ass song in the movie.
Yes, how could I forget Relic? It's the whole reason why I'm introduced to you. Yes, Relic has, like you said, a great song on there, and I'm assuming the whole soundtrack is pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. That's the only, you know, really kick-ass metal song in the movie, but it's, you know, it's used in a key moment.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Richard, and, you know, have a great Halloween.
Thanks, Jet. You too.